Good morning. Bob, are we ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. Meeting is called to order. Before proceeding with any business, Mr. Cook, you have a statement to make?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A public notice of this meeting containing all items on the proposed agenda has been filed in the Office of Secretary of State as required by Chapter 551 of the Government Code, referred to as the Open Meetings Act. I would like for this fact to be noted in the official record of the meeting. Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you here today, and we've got, as you can see, a good attendance, and so that everyone will have a chance to address the commission who would like to do so, and do so in an orderly fashion, we will follow the following ground rules today. An individual wishing to speak before the Texas Parks and Wildlife Commission must first fill out and sign a speaker registration form out here at the desk for each item on the agenda to which you wish to speak. The chairman is in charge of this meeting, and by law, it is his duty to preserve order, direct the order of the hearing, and recognize persons to be heard. We have sign-up cards for everyone wishing to speak, and the chairman will call the names from those cards one at a time. And as he calls the name, he'll likely also call up whoever's on deck next, so you can kind of be ready to come up. When your name is called, please come forward to the podium one at a time, state your name, who you represent, if anyone other than yourself. Then state your position on the agenda item under consideration and add supporting facts that will help the commission understand your concerns. Please limit your remarks to the specific agenda item under consideration. Each person who wants to address the commission will have 3 minutes to speak. I'll keep track of time on this handy-dandy little thing right here, and we'll notify you when your 3 minutes is up. That thing will turn red when your 3 minutes is up. And there's not a trap door there, but we'll ask you to adhere to that 3 minutes. When your time is up, please resume your seat so that others may speak. Your time may be extended if a commissioner has a question for you, and as they ask those questions and discuss those questions, that time will not count against you. Statements that are merely argumentative or critical of others will not be tolerated. There's a microphone at the podium, so it is not necessary to raise your voice. I request that you show proper respect for the commissioners as well as the other members of the audience. You will not be recognized out of turn by raising your hand or interrupting others. Disruptive or offensive behavior will be grounds for immediate ejection from the meeting, possible arrest, and criminal prosecution. I respectfully request that you please silence or turn off all of your cell phones, pagers, and such, so you will not disturb the meeting and those speaking. If you would like to submit written materials to the commissioners, please bring them forward and give them to either Mr. Klaus or Ms. Hemby, and they will be delivered to the commissioners by them. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Bob. Next is the approval of minutes from the previous meeting, which have already been distributed. I've got one correction to point out regarding the approval of donations at the January 25th, 2007 meeting. Due to a formula error in the spreadsheet, the actual total should have read $1,584,450.87 instead of $1,535,593.67. Whoever caught that, good job. I sure didn't. Is there a motion for approval? Moved by Brown, second by Ramos. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, motion passes. Thank you. Next is acceptance of donations. It's also been distributed. Is there a motion for approval? Motion by Freakin, second by Holt. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, motion passes. And next are the service awards and special recognition. Mr. Cook.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioners and ladies and gentlemen in the audience, we always take at our commission meetings a special opportunity to recognize employees who have served with the agency for many years and done a great job, and we have one retirement certificate we're going to present this morning, so I hope you will join me in expressing appreciation for these folks as we go along. From the Administrative Resources Division, Yolanda Romo, Accountant 1, Austin, Texas, with 27 years, is retiring. Yolanda began her career with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department in July of 1979 in the State Parks Division.
In January of 1981, Yolanda was promoted to Secretary 3, working for the Revenue Branch in Finance. In 1988, Yolanda was again promoted to Accountant 4 position, where she managed the Lifetime License Program and supervised the floating personnel pool for finance. In March of 2002, Yolanda moved into the position of Supervisor for the Fines and Arrest Section. In February of 2003, she was promoted to the position of the Hub Specialist for the Department, the Historically Underutilized Business Specialist for the Department. In September of 2004, Yolanda transferred to the Administrative Resources Division as an accountant. Retiring with 27 years of service, Yolanda Romo.
Who would believe this lady's been here 27 years?
She was 12 years old.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, in our service awards, these folks are still with us, and we again recognize them for their continuing service. From Inland Fisheries Division, the first person we want to recognize today is Eduardo E. Nunez, Fish and Wildlife Technician for Grayford, Texas, with 40 years of service. Now, before I go into all these good points about Ed, I want to tell you, and I'm not sure he will claim this, but he broke in Gene McCarty, okay? So I don't know if Ed will claim that or not. He began his career with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department on December 15, 1966, as a biology field worker at the Possum Kingdom Fish Hatchery. He continues to serve at the hatchery as a Fish and Wildlife Technician 4 today. Over the past 40 years, Ed has been an instrumental part of the Texas Parks and Wildlife Hatchery program with significant contributions in developing and refining culture techniques for striped bass and hybrid striped bass. Ed has been directly in the production and distribution of more than 136 million hatchery-reared fry and fingerlings in support of fishery management efforts across the state. Ed's talents in general construction, welding, and fabrication have significantly benefited hatchery operations and improved the overall operating efficiency of the facility. These contributions, combined with his constant can-do attitude, make him a highly valued part of TPWD's Inland Fisheries Division in this agency. With 40 years of service, Ed Nunez. State Parks Division, with 35 years of service, Betty Jo Johnson began her career with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department in March of 1972 as clerical support for the Finance Division. She was soon promoted to Secretary for the Accounting Branch. In July of 1981, Betty transferred to the San Jacinto Battleground State Historic Park as Office Manager. In January of 1984, she was promoted to the position of Regional Office Manager for the State Parks Regional Office in La Porte. Over the years, those job functions now include budget management, purchasing, and human resources for 14 state parks and over 140 employees. With 35 years of service, Betty Jo Johnson. This next gentleman had a really good write-up, but his mom is here and his wife. So let me just say about Butch Shute. Butch Shute is a major in our law enforcement division in Fort Worth, Texas, with 35 years of service. He began his career at Texas Parks and Wildlife Department when he attended the Texas Game Warden Academy at Texas A&M University in August of 1971. His first duty station was in Polk County. He then transferred to Palapinta County and from there to Wichita County. He was promoted to district supervisor, stationed in Waco in October of 1990. In October of 93, he was promoted to regional director in the Lubbock region. In 2002, Butch transferred to the Fort Worth region, where he continues to serve as our regional law enforcement supervisor. Now, Butch Shoup is a Texas game warden. He believes in and supports Texas game wardens and has throughout his career. I want to tell you that when we went into New Orleans, the day we went in, and throughout the period, Butch was our commander on the ground and led that effort and won the respect of everyone in Louisiana and everyone at Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. Of course, he already had. But he has served us well, done us a great job. I would like for his family, his mom, his wife, son, daughter, granddaughter, and all to stand, please. Let's recognize you. Butch, come on up. From the State Park Division, our Manager 5 at LaPorte, Texas, with 30 years of service. Jerry Bartell began his career with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department as a seasonal worker at Lake Brownwood State Park in March of 1977. From October of 1977 to March of 86, he worked as a park ranger and then at Park Specialist 1 at Galveston Island State Park. In 1982, Jerry was commissioned a park peace officer. From April of 1986 through October of 1990, Jerry was the park manager at Lake Somerville State Park, Nails Creek Unit. Jerry transferred to a park manager position at Brazos Bend State Park, where he worked from October of 1990 through June of 2003, when he transferred to the regional headquarters in LaPorte as Region 4 Maintenance Specialist. With 30 years of service in our State Parks Division, Jerry Bartell. Coastal Fisheries Division, Mark J. Foreman, Fish and Wildlife Technician 4, Port Arthur, Texas, with 20 years of service. Mark began his career with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department on March the 9th, 1987, at the Sabine Lake Field Station in Port Arthur, Texas. He was promoted from Tech 2 to Tech 3 in June of 1990 and from Tech 3 to Tech 4 in April of 97. He has served as his facilities purchasing officer and as an Upper Coast regional editor for the Harvest Program. He currently serves as lab editor for all the field data, Harvest backup regional editor, Harvest team leader, and additional duty safety officer. He also helped develop his facility's hurricane evacuation plan. With 20 years of service, Coastal Fisheries Division, Mark J. Foreman. From the Coastal Fisheries Division, Rodney A. Gert, Fish and Wildlife Technician 4, Palacios, Texas, with 20 years of service. Rodney began his career with Texas Parks and Wildlife Coastal Fisheries Division on February 1, 1987, with an assignment to the Harvest Program at Palacios, Texas. Rodney's responsibilities included conducting wade bank, boat ramp, recreational angler, and commercial seafood landing surveys in both Matagorda and Galveston Bays. In 1990, Rodney was promoted to Fish and Wildlife Technician 3 and assumed the lead harvest technician at the Palacios Field Station, where he was responsible for coordinating harvest surveys in the Matagorda Bay system. In 1992, Rodney assumed the additional responsibilities of conducting resource monitoring in the Matagorda Bay system. He transitioned into the dual role of harvest, resource, fish, and wildlife technician with ease and quickly assumed a leadership role in both programs. Rodney was promoted to Fish and Wildlife Technician 4 in 1995 and has continued to provide guidance and leadership in all aspects of his job. Rodney continues to work at the Pulaski Field Station conducting both harvest and resource surveys. His extensive knowledge of the biology and fisheries associated with this estuary, extensive knowledge of coastal fisheries methodology and protocol have contributed to the integrity of the coastal fisheries database and, more importantly, ensured the health and productivity of Texas' second largest and most productive estuary. With 20 years of service, Rodney A. Gernt. I'm told our next person was not able to make it, Kelly Grissom. She comes in before I get through, y'all let me know. Okay? From the Inland Fisheries Division, Leroy J. Kleinsesser, Natural Resource Specialist 6, San Marcos, Texas, with 20 years of service. Roy Kleinsesser began his career with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department in San Marcos as an aquatic biologist in the Resource Protection Division. Roy was hired to evaluate water quality and water diversion impacts on fish and wildlife resources within the state's streams and rivers. In 1991, he became a program leader over the Fish Kill Investigation Program and later became a team leader in the Aquatic Studies branch. He subsequently became the program leader for the River Studies Program, now Freshwater Resources. A desire to move back into research and field work prompted him to step down, and he is now a senior biologist in the program, working in San Marcos, Texas. With 20 years of service, Roy Kleinsesser. From the Wildlife Division, Chris J. Lena, Customer Service Rep 3, Austin, Texas, with 20 years of service. Chris Lena, a 1982 graduate of Stephen F. Austin State University, began his career with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department in February of 1987 as a Fish and Wildlife Technician 2 with Coastal Fisheries in Seabrook, Texas. In May of 1993, he became the Wildlife Management Area Specialist at Martin Dyes Jr. State Park. In May of 1997, he transferred to Austin headquarters and was the Angler Education Coordinator with Resource Protection until August of 2003, when he transferred to the Education Communication Branch as the Material Inventory Coordinator in Hunter, Boater, and Angler Education. On June 1, 2006, Chris transferred to his present position, Customer Service Representative in the Wildlife Division's Wildlife Phone Bank, where he shares his vast knowledge of wildlife, hunting, and fishing with the public. Chris stays busy as a certified hunter, boater, and angler education instructor, and a hunter education area chief. He is certified in prescribed burn school, fire behavior, and is on the PR committee of the Fayette County Wildlife Management Association and an active member of several other wildlife-related organizations that partner with TPWD. With 20 years of service, Chris Lena. Fisheries Division, Gordon W. Lynham, Natural Resource Specialist 6, San Marcos, Texas, with 20 years of service. Gordon Lynham began his career with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department in February of 1987 in the newly formed River Studies Program. During his tenure with TPWD, he has worked in every major river basin in the state, and has participated in projects which include evaluating the water quality and developing regional biological indices for evaluating stream fish communities, performed in-stream flow studies, performed an inventory of aquatic resources on the state's National Guard lands, described the habitat utilization and population size of the federally endangered fountain garter, evaluated the potential impact of off-road vehicles to the state riverbeds, and determined the status of the biotic integrity, water quality, and habitat in rivers such as the Trinity River, Pecos River, Comal River, and Lower Colorado River. Gordon was a member of the Senate Bill 1 team that received the department's Outstanding Team Award in 2001. He is presently the project manager of the San Antonio River In-Stream Flow Study. With 20 years of service, Gordon Lynam. Also from the Coastal Fisheries Division, Cindy Leffler, Manager 5, Austin, Texas, for 20 years. Cindy Leffler received her Bachelor of Science in Engineering from Colorado State University in 1984 and is a registered professional engineer in the state of Texas. After working with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service In-Stream Flow Group in Fort Collins, Colorado for 3 years, Cindy began her tenure at Texas Parks and Wildlife Department in 1987 as a hydrologist in the Resource Protection Division's Coastal Studies Program. Working closely with the Texas Water Development Board's Environmental Systems Section, the Coastal Studies Program developed and applied a methodology to determine freshwater inflow needs for bays and estuaries. Beginning in 1991, Cindy became actively involved in long-term water planning activities such as the Trans-Texas Consensus-Based Water Planning and Regional Water Planning. In 2001, Cindy was named the Water Resources Branch Chief at Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. Her duties now include managing the water quality and water quantity programs and the coordination of department response to water resource issues affecting fish and wildlife. And believe me, she has been busy and she has been an absolute pleasure to work with and very professional in the work that she does. With 20 years of service, Cindy Leffler.
Chairman's bacon several times.
Regular. You're not going anywhere, are you?
From the Inland Fisheries Division, Michelle A. Nations, Staff Service Officer 1 in Grayford, Texas, with 20 years of service. Michelle Nations began her career with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department on March the 7th, 1987, as a Fish and Wildlife Technician 2 at the Dundee State Fish Hatchery. In May of 1989, she transferred to the regional office, where she has assisted Joe Warren and Gerald Curtin in preparing manuscripts for the management data series and production summaries, organized the yearly statewide feed purchases, and helped maintain the statewide fish hatchery stocking database. Her love for databases has allowed her to create and maintain the budget databases used by all of the Inland Fisheries administrative staff and hatcheries, as well as plan with a couple of smaller ones on tracking lead balances and reprints of scientific articles, and assisted Texas Freshwater Fisheries Center with a database for their auction to raise funds for their new education building. Now at the Possum Kingdom Fish Hatchery, she can be found pulling together articles and photos from the hatchery folks that she loves, trying to reach out to everyone and send them the news and the hatchery happenings, their quarterly newsletter. With 20 years of service, Michelle Nations. From the State Parks Division, Vanessa D. Swearingen, Administrative Assistant 3, Bastrop, Texas, with 20 years of service. Vanessa began her career with Texas Parks and Wildlife in February of 1987 as a custodian at Bastrop State Park. In 1993, she was promoted to Park Ranger 1 and then to an administrative technician in 1999. Since 2000, Vanessa has been the registration office manager at Bastrop State Park. During her tenure at Bastrop State Park, Vanessa has seen many changes in the park, including the draw system for reservations to online reservations. She has seen many movies filmed at Bastrop, including Lonesome Dove, Hope Floats, and Paravasis, where she met Chris Christopherson and Willie Nelson. And fortunately, she survived that meeting. Vanessa has enjoyed the staff, park hosts, and the visitors she's met over the years, and we've enjoyed having her work with us. With 20 years of service, Vanessa Swearingen. From the Inland Fisheries Division, we have Deborah E. Wade, Natural Resource Specialist 5, Athens, Texas, with 20 years of service. Deborah Wade began her career with TPWD in March of 1987 as a fisheries biologist at the Dundee State Fish Hatchery. In January of 1992, she transferred to the Tyler State Fish Hatchery, where she worked until it was closed in 1997. She is currently stationed at the Texas Freshwater Fisheries Center in Athens, where she is in charge of the water quality and genetics laboratories and the facility's additional duty safety officer. Deborah Wade, with 20 years of service in inland fisheries. From the State Parks Division, Kelly L. Grissom, Park Specialist 1 from Goliad, Texas. Kelly Grissom began his career with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department on February the 3rd, 1987 at Lake Texana State Park. Kelly was commissioned a Park Peace Officer on January the 4th of 1990. In 1991, he transferred to Matagorda Island State Park as Assistant Park Superintendent. In 1996, Kelly transferred to the Regional Office at Rockport as Regional Interpretive Specialist. In 1998, Kelly transferred to Goliad State Park as an interpreter. With 20 years of service, Kelly Grissom. Commissioners, ladies and gentlemen, the Dallas Safari Club is an organization that we work with and have worked with for many years. Dallas Safari Club is an autonomous, international, nonprofit education, conservation, and sporting organization serving the interests of wildlife, habitat, youth, sportsmen, and sportswomen worldwide. The club's charity arm, the Dallas Ecological Foundation, serves as a grant and funding medium for public and youth education and wildlife conservation projects around the globe. Dallas Safari Club and Dallas Ecological Foundation conduct and fund numerous youth education activities as well as an outdoor education program in public secondary schools. Since forming in 1972, Dallas Safari Club and Dallas Ecological Foundation have contributed millions of dollars to programs benefiting wildlife, habitat, people, and the sporting community. Specifically, since 1999, Dallas Safari Club has provided numerous contributions and grants to Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department Foundation, and the TPWD Desert Bighorn Sheep Program in an amount exceeding $116,000. This morning we have with us Dallas Ecological Foundation Chairman Roger Hooper and Dallas Ecological Foundation Trustee Tommy Crothers to make a presentation to the agency. Roger.
Tommy.
Commissioners, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for allowing us to be here today. As Bob mentioned, the Dallas Safari Club is a 3,000 member strong, of which about 70% are Texans, luckily. We have, over the years, contributed substantial amounts of money to wildlife conservation causes, including parks and wildlife. I'm very proud to say that our partnership has been excellent over the past many several years, especially the last 15 years that Bob Cook has been here. He always works in a true spirit of cooperation. Bob, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
We have, as I mentioned, several different programs in the Dallas Safari Club, Dallas Ecological Foundation. One of these is the life insurance program that we cover, Texas Game Warden program. Unfortunately, we recently had a death of a murder, excuse me, of a Texas Game Warden, and his beneficiary, his wife, will be receiving that policy proceeds. As an aside, right now we are looking at increasing the amount of that coverage from the current amount to double or triple that amount. Today I'm pleased to present a check to the Desert Sheep Program for $101,000, which represents the net proceeds of the Desert Sheep permit we auctioned off at our January convention. I might add here and challenge other conservation groups, the actual sales price of the permit was $101,000, and 100% of that is coming back to the Desert Sheep Program. And we're just thrilled to death to partner with Parks and Wildlife and with other programs we have going right now.
Roger gave me a smaller check this morning, and I want y'all to know I gave it to Mary. So. Thank you. Thank you very much. Tommy, thank you, sir.
In the year 2000, the National Wild Turkey Federation developed an awards program to recognize top state, federal, and provincial officers who have demonstrated a high level of professionalism and dedication to wildlife resources. This marks the fifth year that the Texas State Chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation has honored a deserving Texas Game Warden. The 2006 Texas Wildlife Officer of the Year, nominated by the Texas State Chapter of the Federation, is Kenneth Hand. Warden Hand is a 32-year veteran of the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department Law Enforcement Division. Kenneth graduated from the Texas Game Warden Training Academy in June of 1975. His first duty station was Mount Pleasant, Titus County, which is in the northeast corner of the state. His performance is consistently stellar, and duties are performed professionally. Kenneth has conducted enforcement efforts pertaining to wild eastern turkeys, including a number of notable investigations. One investigation involved the taking of an eastern turkey during the deer season. After a three-week investigation and working with only bits of information, Kenneth was able to apprehend a violator who was fined $500 plus $881 for civil restitution to the state. In 2004, Kenneth transferred to Red River County, where his enforcement efforts have had a very positive impact on the wild turkey populations. Currently, Kenneth continues to patrol that area of the state. It is consistent job performance and positive results like these that give me great pleasure in recognizing Game Warden Kenneth Hand as the National Wild Turkey Federation 2006 Texas Wildlife Law Enforcement Officer of the Year. And I'd like to introduce and have come forward Paul Farrell, who is the regional director of the Texas Chapter of the Wild Turkey Federation, to join me and Kenneth so that we can take a picture.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Kenneth. Well, today we're fortunate to have one of our very best friends to be here for a small recognition that we want to give. State parks, partners, and volunteers constitute approximately one-third of our state park workforce. Now think about that just a minute before I go any further. State park volunteers contribute over 460,000 hours of labor annually, which is equivalent to 230 full-time equivalents. And approximately, at a very reduced price, I might add, you can do the math yourself, an approximate value of $4.5 million in personnel cost. Volunteers come to us in the form of grassroots support organization, advisory committee members, park friends groups, volunteer organization, park hosts, and good-hearted individuals in general. Some parks and historic sites would not be able to operate without the dedicated assistance from park partners and volunteers. Today we honor our non-paid workforce and community partners by recognizing them for their outstanding efforts to help us provide an outstanding experience for all of our guests. All state parks and historic sites in our system will receive a certificate of appreciation to proudly display during the National Volunteer Appreciation Week, celebrated this year from April 15th through April 21. Here to accept this token of our appreciation today, as I said, one of our very best, one of our best friends, Beth McDonald of Texans for State Parks. Beth?
Thank you very much. I appreciate this for all of the volunteers. As he told you, it's a great group of volunteers, and I'm proud to represent them as their president, President of Texans for State Parks.
Thank you, Beth. We couldn't do it without you. On March the 17th, 2007, Game Warden Justin Hurst lost his life in the line of duty. It was his 34th birthday. Game Warden Hurst personified all of what Texas Parks and Wildlife Department represents. He was passionate about wildlife, a pillar of his community, and he cared deeply for his family and was a faithful public servant. His death was a great loss to all of Texas. Justin Hurst began his career with the department as a wildlife biologist in August of 1995 after graduating from Texas A&M with a degree in wildlife sciences. During his six-year tenure at Peach Point Wildlife Management Area, Justin's passion for waterfowl and the marsh habitat was evident in everything he did, whether it was banding model ducks or working up alligators. He had a great reputation for his can-do ethic and extensive knowledge about waterfowl, developed, no doubt, during his teenage years as a goose guide on the coastal prairies of Texas.
It came as a surprise to everyone who knew him, including his wife Amanda, when he announced his intention to become a Texas game warden. But Hurst saw an opportunity to make a difference in another aspect of wildlife resource conservation and became part of the 48th Texas Game Warden Academy. While at the academy, Justin shared his knowledge about waterfowl with fellow cadets and actually taught duck identification techniques to those cadets. Some of his classmates referred to Hurst as Super Cadet because of his diligence and drive. After graduation in August of 2002, Justin was stationed in Brazos County, close to his alma mater, which he and his wife both loved and attended. He was stationed there for about a year, and when a game warden slot came open in Martin County, he was transferred there. His expertise in waterfowl made Hurst an ideal candidate for that area, and he did us a great job. With his transfer to El Campo, Justin Hurst was able to return to the landscape he cherished and quickly developed relationships with area landowners, hunters, and the community. He was as dedicated as he was passionate about his job. Justin Hurst is survived by his wife Amanda and son Kyle Hunter, age 4 months, his parents Alan and Pat Hurst of Bryan, a brother Greg Hurst of Denver, and his in-laws Larry and Jeannie Wilcox of Denton. If you would, I would like for you to join me in a moment of silence in honor of our fallen colleague and friend, Game Warden Justin Hurst.
Thank you very much.